Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Willie Raines, W-I-L-L-I-E-R-A-I-N-E-S, date of services 1-10-2023, date of birth 5-24-1978, date of accident 8-18-2022. This is the procedures which are being done today, and first procedure is injection of the right olecranon process and injection of the right supraspinatus. Injection of the right triceps tendon at the insertion to olecranon. Intra-articular injection of the right knee and injection of the supra and infrapatellar tendon. Injection of the right supraspinatus tendon on the right shoulder. Medical indications are as follows. Mr. Willie Raines got injured on 8-18-2022. And as a result of this impact, he injured his right elbow and it has been painful at the right olecranon, which is not fractured, but the triceps tendon and olecranon is very tender and touchy. Similarly, patient has severe pain in the right knee inside as well as into the supra and infrapatellar tendon. Patient has a difficult time to go up and down. Most likely there is an injury to the discus injury. Then in the right shoulder, patient suffers from severe pain. He has around, pain is around 5 to 6, but he is unable to lift his shoulder beyond 90 degrees without pain. And hence it appears that he has injured his rotator cuff tendons. The procedures are done according to the protocol. The intra-articular injection of the right knee was done as protocol. The injection of the right supraspinatus tendon is done according to the protocol. The injection of the olecranon and triceps tendon is done as follows. After the area was aseptically cleaned, the injection was carried out using 3cc syringe on a number 25 needle, and it was injected into the right triceps tendon insertion towards the olecranon. Separate 3cc injection was used to inject around into and all around olecranon process, which was the tender most point. Needle was completely withdrawn. The patient also received an injection to the supra. The patient received another injection to the suprapatellar tendon of the right knee and infrapatellar tendon of the right knee, where patient was complaining of severe pain besides intra-articular injection that was done according to the protocol. The injection was carried out as follows. The patient was supine on the table. Area was cleaned with betadine and alcohol. A 3cc syringe was taken after marking the area of suprapatellar tendon and also infrapatellar tendon below and above the kneecap to inject with 3cc syringe using ethyl chloride and dexamethasone and Marcan mixture was injected into the suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendon. Successfully, entire needle was withdrawn, bandage was applied. Patient reported significant pain relief. Thank you.